Whistleblower Report, exposing lies, deceptions, and all that has assaulted our way of life. We must take back our freedom and live as God designed in a free America that honors our Constitution and our Creator. Our experts in medicine, ministry, law, military, environment, and education empower us to grow together as a nation. For such a time as this, the Whistleblower Report offers truth and solutions. Welcome to the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. This is Dr. Lee for America, here with another team of our whistleblowers who are bringing you the truth about the lies, deceptions, and all of the assaults on our way of life, your freedom, and your life. For such a time as this, we are here to bring you truth, hope, and solutions. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org, for medical help, legal help, and all of the other resources. Join us in our Faith Over Fear seminars each Tuesday night via Zoom at 8 o'clock Eastern Time every week. And now, here is your host for today.
Welcome, everybody. This is Major Mike Gary, your host for today's Whistleblower Report. And this is a military segment. And we're going to be discussing Senator Ron Johnson and what he's doing behind the scenes, where there's so much happening right now in our country. There's some things going unnoticed. And I just want to draw people's attention to this. What Senator Ron Johnson is doing, because it's extremely important for our country. Now, I am recording this on 18 April 2025, and the last couple weeks, Senator Ron Johnson has been very active in what he's been doing. And I just want to make sure everybody is aware of it and knows what's going on. So I want to thank the Truth for Health Foundation donors. You've helped us through many legal battles that we've pursued in protection of service members, and we thank you so much for the funds that you've given us to do that. And well, this right here, this whistleblower report, is going to be a fruit of those efforts that you have funded our foundation. We have used your funds for the best in this country, and here we're finally getting to the end of COVID and all the tyranny that happened during that period. I think a lot of you probably know me as the Seaburn Chem Bio-Rad Nuclear Weapons Response Expert. I have 27 years of service. 15 of those years has been in as a hazmat technician and responding to specifically to Seaburn threats. In every National Guard state has one of these civil support teams, weapons of mass destruction, that responds to these type of threats. And right out of the gate, I am not on representing the military in any way. I'm representing my own First Amendment and my own thoughts. And I want to bring this story to you. So on 2 April of 2025, Senator Ron Johnson sent out four letters to, one was to Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, and then BioNTech. Okay, and of course we know that BioNTech and Pfizer ended up having a partnership working together to produce this Comirnaty, which we know Comirnaty never actually was produced, but anyway, emergency use authorization product came about for the COVID-19 shots. And what I wanted to do is just, excuse me, read to you a little bit in this letter, so you know what's going on. I think this is the important part that's probably getting overlooked here. It says, pursuant to Senate Resolution 94 of the 119th Congress, the United States Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, the subcommittee is conducting a review of the development and deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, as well as the adverse events and injuries associated with these vaccines. In order to assist the subcommittee in its review, please provide the following information and records regarding the development and administration of Pfizer-BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine. I expect you to fully comply with this request, but I am mindful that your company may choose to mimic the Department of Health and Human Service past efforts to conceal records about the development, safety, and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines. Any attempt to obstruct or delay responses to this request will result in compulsory process. So at this point, Senator Ron Johnson has subpoena power to make them have to come before them and produce and speak. Moving on here. Please note, in the request below, the term Comirnaty shall include all versions of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine, including but not limited to the version approved under the December 2020 emergency use authorization and the final fully licensed COVID-19 vaccine. Unless otherwise stated, the time periods for the records requested shall be January 1st, 2020 to present. Okay. So that's his previous memo. Okay. Number one, the names, titles, along with the dates they held those titles of each Pfizer employee involved in the development of Comirnaty, a list of the entities Pfizer contracted, collaborated, or otherwise worked with on the development of the testing of Comirnaty, including but not limited to the surveillance of testing of SARS-CoV-2 variants, all communications, this is the big piece, number three, all communications referring or relating to the development of Comirnaty, including but not limited to all communication between or among Pfizer employees or contractors, and all communications sent to or by any federal entity, employee, or contractor. This request includes but is not limited to communication for referring or relating to A, clinical trials for Comirnaty, including but not limited to all communication between or among Pfizer, BioNTech, external entities involved in the clinical trials. B, the approval of Comirnaty, including but not limited to all communications sent to HHS, Center for Disease Control and Prevention, FDA, National Institutes of Health, Vaccine Research Center, and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, or any other federal health agency or department. All communications with the Department of Defense, and that one's close and dear to me. And then adverse events associated with Comirnaty. Okay, and then ECHO is adverse events associated with any COVID-19 vaccine, including but not limited to all communications with J&J, Moderna, or any of their subsidiaries. And then F, the testing of Comirnaty against SARS-CoV-2 variants, and GOLF, or G, vaccine associated with enhanced disease in Comirnaty. And then he's requesting all these communications. He also references his letter that he sent back in December 29 of 2021, which he also enclosed here. And these will all be linked to this whistleblower report. Okay, I'll link all these memorandums so everybody can put their eyes on them and get them out. In that December 29 of 2021 letter, he references a document by Pfizer which showed, I think it was the number of deaths that were reported. I think it was around, you know, it's the adverse events totaling between us. So it's very good. So this was all requested on the 2nd. That went out to all four companies. And the suspense date is 16 April, which has already come and gone, and I haven't heard anything, and I couldn't find anything on it, because I'm sure there's a lot of information there that they have to go over. So we will, once we find this, or once this information is let out, we'll do another whistleblower report to get the findings, or initial findings, I should say, out. So this is incredibly interesting. But just to set the stage a little bit on how this happened, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which is Robert Kennedy, RFK, he was appointed, I think it was late January, early February, and somewhere around late February, he sent terabytes of information over to Senator Ron Johnson upon his request, from the HHS, okay? So there was an incredible amount of information sent at that time. So Senator Ron Johnson's had about the month of March to review that, and then he sent these memos out the 1st of April, okay? Okay, so why is this so important now? I mean, we're finally getting to the part of accountability, holding people accountable, right? Well, I've got this article here written by Lance Johnson back on 11 April, and it states this: collusion, cover-ups, and the crisis no one wants to name. Johnson's probe aligns with a scathing petition filed by scientists from Australia to the U.S. claiming mRNA vaccines are genetically contaminated and improperly classified to evade scrutiny. The petition, backed by immunologists and legal experts, alleges Pfizer and Moderna shots were laced with cancer-like DNA plasmids, a revelation ignored by regulators until now, right? So the FDA's misclassification of the mRNA jabs as vaccines, not gene therapies, right, which many of us tried to argue that early on, to say these aren't even vaccines. And then, we got censored, and then eventually crushed in some way. Like, for example, the military, a lot of us lost our jobs, and I am one of them, as you know. Okay, so allowed suppression of the informed consent, explained by attorney Julian J. Gillespie. His petition cites peer-reviewed studies showing plasmid DNA in vials, blood samples, and organs, all with SV40 sequences linked to DNA mutations and tumor formations. This contamination claim dovetails with Johnson's focus on pharma big tech collaboration. Emails obtained by the Federalist detailed how HHS and social media giants like Twitter used algorithms to fact-check, suppress vaccine carnage reports. Even the Florida Surgeon General Joseph Latipo has documented soaring myocarditis cases post-vaccine. Okay, so where we're working towards is, remember, all these companies have the PREP Act liability shield, and the only way to pierce that is through willful misconduct, which I think most of the American people know this has occurred. They knew there was adverse events, there was injuries. In fact, they even knew they created a bioweapon in some of these lots, and that people were getting harmed and maimed by it, and they covered it up. If that's not willful misconduct, what is my question. So we're finally getting there, and this is an exciting moment. At the same time, the President Trump has issued this executive order for reinstatement of military personnel, which I am one of them, that was involuntarily separated out of the military. And of course, having the CBRN background, I've essentially documented this whole thing right from the beginning, because I always classified and looked at the whole COVID thing when it was actually referenced as NCOV, novel coronavirus. I looked at it as a bioweapon or a lab leak of biological microbe, which, you know, in my opinion, as I learned more in those first few months, starting from like December 2019, and then looking back at the Chinese games, I classified this thing as a gain of function or genetic modification of a microbe, which would be making a bioweapon, an offensive bioweapon. So I have documented my own personal story and my own personal fight with the Maine Army National Guard, this thing as a bioweapon. I took it very seriously because I worked for a unit, or I did at the time, formerly in the unit, that would respond to a bioweapon response. And of course, I was censored and canceled. I couldn't speak any of that. I couldn't reference China or the origin, that it may have come out of a lab or it may have been intentionally dispersed in, let's say, China at those military games they had that fall, or even in New York. You could not pose that idea. And that's the funny thing, is my whole job was based around having, you know, certain theories or hypotheses, and then as you learn information, you start narrowing out what the possibility of the threat was, what it is and where it came from, and all those questions and final answers to get there. But it couldn't have any of that. And so I have done likewise to Senator Ron Johnson and documented all these things as they have occurred. And it looks like a massive conspiracy, possibly across nations, so we'll see where this goes, but certainly China looks like one of the likely origins of this whole bioweapon. Now, whether they did it or somebody else did it, you know, I am totally opening to changing my opinion on this and seeing where it goes. But we have to have these hypotheses and narrow them down as we find more and more information. But this totally wrecked the United States. So it looks like it was intended to do that, and it did that very thing. My life hasn't been, you know, it has ruined my life. My military career is pretty much done and over with. And right now, the military will not reinstate certain soldiers that were involuntarily separated, or this fake term, voluntarily separated, which really means they were coerced out in another way. I took it to the edge of being fired. Some came almost all the way to that edge, and then they resigned with a day or two because they didn't want to, you know, get a dishonorable or general discharge. So they, you know, resigned, which is meaning that they pretty much were involuntarily separated. They weren't given much of a choice. So we're battling that right now with our own Department of Defense. So we know the Department of Defense is listed in this memorandum here in Senator Ron Johnson's April 2 letter as having communications with these companies. So it's going to be extremely interesting to see what we find. And I can just tell you the way us service members were treated, it looks like somewhere at some level, some bureaucrats are deeply involved with this. Now, I don't necessarily want to say they intentionally released a bioweapon, but we can't not ask that question, okay? We have to leave all these possibilities open until we get the evidence that closes these things down, okay? So that's what I just wanted to personally share that. I am deeply invested in what the origin or the beginning of COVID-19 was, SARS-CoV-2. Now, I want to move on to this very current article from the Gateway Pundit. It's dated 13 April, and it's titled, Senator Ron Johnson Says Top CDC COVID Vaccine Safety Official May Have Deleted or Destroyed Key Records, Calls for Investigation, okay? And then, Senator Ron Johnson called for investigation after a top CDC COVID vaccine safety officer's records went missing. Johnson said Dr. Tom Shimabukuro, the director of the CDC's Immunization Safety Office, may have deleted records related to the COVID vaccine's adverse reactions. Ooh, imagine that. Department of Health and Human Service officials told Ron Johnson that they could not find requested documents under subpoena and believe they may have been deleted from the HHS email system. Senator Johnson called on Department of Justice, FBI, HHS, and OIG, Office of Inspector General, to investigate the mishandling of records. Dr. Shimabukuro's potential mishandling of the official records is highly concerning. Well, I think it's criminal. His actions, if true, would have directly obstructed my multi-year oversight efforts of the COVID-19 vaccines and would be in clear violation of November 19, 2024 demand to HHS, CDC, and the Food and Drug Administration's to preserve all records referring or relating to the development, safety, and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccines. Furthermore, given Dr. Shimabukuro's role at the CDC, which includes monitoring adverse events relating to the COVID-19 vaccines, his communications are directly responsive to my January 28, 2025 subpoena to HHS for records relating to the development and safety of the COVID-19 vaccines. Any attempt to obstruct or interfere with my investigation efforts would be grounds for contempt of Congress, Chairman Johnson. And remember, he is the chairman now, right? Senator Ron Johnson is the chairman. He's got total, and that's the chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, okay? So he is in an incredibly powerful position. It's funny how all the puzzle pieces are coming together. And this Dr. Shimabukuro looks like he's in deep trouble, all right? And he's probably is going to go to jail for a long time if we can finally get there, because he destroyed, I am sure, some records that will show that many people are guilty. And so how do we do this? I would send Doge in there and recover those. I'm sure Doge can recover all those records somehow. They're not gone forever. So that would be incredibly interesting if that something like that actually does happen. So that came out of the 2 April memo to all the companies. And now I want to highlight one other thing. So here's a government official that is destroying records to do a cover-up. And, you know, for the American people out there that just want to give, like, an understanding, we only really have a beachhead into the government at the moment. Most of the bureaucrats are going to try to protect themselves or save their asses. And as we know, the American people, they are very guilty with what happened during COVID, because we didn't do anything right during COVID. We didn't follow any of the procedures, protocols that we had on the books to deal with a bioweapon attack or a pandemic, right? We were not allowed to use hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, and all these other good therapeutics and antivirals. And I want to state this very clearly, that President Trump in April, it may have even been before April of 2020, when he came out with hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc, and when he stated that, he was actually following the protocol per our pandemic plan, response plan, okay? And the president was right. If we would have been allowed to do that, there would have been no emergency for this country. It would have ended the emergency, thus ending the need to produce an emergency use authorization vaccine. But that was shut down, and that was intentionally shut down by the censor tools, which would have been Google, Meta, Twitter at the time, and all the social media that participated in essentially canceled Christians, conservatives, and anybody else that was trying to use their First Amendment right to speak out about all the wrongdoing, all the wrong response measures that we were pursuing, which we call the mandates, during the COVID-19 response. All right. So I just wanted to kind of go over that again in history, that this is why we need to hold these officials accountable, because this is not ignorance. There was intentionality to do the wrong thing. So you have standard operating procedures, right? And then you have response plans, which are very similar. They tell you how you're supposed to do things. There was intentionality not to follow the proper procedures, okay? Now, sometimes you do learn something on the fly, and you have to adapt or over, shift something in the response plan, because it's simply the plan didn't cover it or didn't account for it, right? And that's where you got good leadership on the ground. But that is not what occurred here. We had a plan, we had the therapeutics and antivirals, and we intentionally cut those things out so we could not use them. And then what happened? People died. And I think government officials need to be held accountable in something that's reminiscent of a Nuremberg code trial. And because what mostly occurred is lack of informed consent with remdesivir, the shots, and then other things, ventilators, just turning the ventilators up so they pound people's lungs to death. I mean, all these things need to justice, righteous justice needs to occur, because this country still is not right. I know people want to continue, a large part of the population wants to continue to move on like it's normal, or like they're still getting back to normal, but we're not normal. We have to admit it. This event has drastically changed everything going forward. I mean, look at, in my area, hospitals are closing down because people can't afford them and people don't trust them anymore. So we're losing hospital infrastructure. Now you have to, in my area, you have to drive hours to get to hospital now, or at least an hour, for most locations in the state I live in. So anyway, we're finally getting there. I just don't want people to overlook it. I am going to attach numerous those memorandums to this, the current news articles, and I just was made aware of on the www.whitehouse.gov, there is a lab leak page now, and it's called Lab Leak, the True Origins of COVID-19. And then it goes into the origin. It looks like this page is going to continue to be built out. And with this, I would just like to say that we can't overlook the intentional release of a bioweapon. These BSL-4 labs and BSL-3s and 2s, they are leaky because people don't do the maintenance. They forget to change filters. They're not doing their safety checks like they should, and stuff gets out of these labs. We know this. This is possibly how Lyme disease occurred from Plum Island to Lyme, Connecticut. All right. However, we can't just give them the benefit of the doubt without investigating, because there could be a potential intentional release of a bioweapon. And I would just like to say, if I was the enemy of America, one thing I would do is, and I had the cure for the bioweapon, I would spread it, and I didn't care. Let's say I didn't care, right? I'm a heartless dictator, authoritarian. Why wouldn't I spread it on my own people and then point my finger back at other countries to do economic damage or political damage to other countries? I mean, this is in the realm of possibilities, because bioweapons are extremely psychological because of the incubation period. The psychological effect of not knowing where it came from, not knowing when it came from, and not knowing what it's going to do to you, your body, and what are the, and is there a treatment, right? So we know that the censoring tools out there, Facebook, Twitter at the time, Google, YouTube, all these things, we know they played a, they magnified this pandemic or this intentional release of a bioweapon and made it way, way worse. We can't even put a multiplication factor on that. We don't know. I mean, I don't think people had to die. One interesting thing I noticed is early in 2020, early in the pandemic, we actually noted all-cause mortality went down for several months. I think like the first 6 months of 2020, because people weren't going to the hospitals, there was like less death. And it wasn't until later 2020, and obviously when the shot came out in 2021, that there was tremendous amounts of death at that point. So that's an interesting little observation. You can actually go find at least what they're reporting in the mortality trackers. You can see that. In the Northeast, one thing I noticed is you did see in certain states the nursing home fiascos, where certain Northeast states were different than all the other states because they stuck sick people or they were doing something in those nursing homes, and you see a spike in those states that shove sick people in the nursing homes. Other than that, all-cause mortality went down in most of the states. So there needs to be righteous justice for this, and I'm glad to see that Senator Ron Johnson is still on this, and he's using his chairman position with the full power and authority to actually do this. I am so thankful for this. So I just want to thank you again to the donors who have donated to the Truth for Health Foundation. We appreciate what you've done over the years. You've helped your nation's finest. Check out our nutraceuticals and supplements. Again, we have the highest grade nutraceuticals and supplements made under good manufacturing procedures, unlike anything that came out of the COVID-19 era. So check those out. They are great and helpful and can make you a lot healthier. So check that out and join our crusade. We are silent no more. Go sign up for our email alerts and check out all our resources that we provide, from our medical advice to our ministry help and our constitutional right information. Watch for our Faith Over Fear seminars that we hold weekly, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And we thank you so much. This is Mike Gary signing off.
Thank you for joining us today on the Whistleblower Report from Truth for Health Foundation. Check out our website, www.truthforhealth.org. Join our crusade. We are silent no more. We urge you to sign up for our email alerts, donate to support our legal defense work to secure the human and civil rights secured by law, and to live our lives in accordance with the U.S. Constitution and God's truth. We are here to bring you hope and solutions for such a time as this, with all that is assaulting our way of life. Join us and stand strong against the lies and deception, and speak out, get loud, get involved. God bless you, and thank you for joining us.